residents of Anglo Afedinyigba and Veta in the Volta region woke up early this morning to witness a bizarre scene where a middle-aged trained teacher was found dead hanging from a rope tied to a mango tree. The deceased, Pierre Sahiri, popularly known as Sabalaku, was a teacher at the Anglo Afedinyigba EP Basic School for more than 5 years. Until this incident, he was a teacher at one of the basic schools in Cape Coast and at the same time pursuing a master's program in French at the University of Cape Coast. The incident occurred about 200 meters from Anglo Afedinyigba Junction towards Veta. Our reporter Bubu Klinogo was amongst the astonished crowd that gathered at the scene.
At about 8 a.m. this morning, I heard a call from some residents of Veta that there was a bizarre incident at the Anglo Afedinyigba Junction. When I got there, I saw thousands of people gathered in front of a house. And what I saw was that a teacher that I personally knew, he is called Pierre Sahiri, and you normally call him Sabalaku, he was hanging from a mango tree.
Can you describe the atmosphere at the place?
So everybody there was very shocked. They were surprised. It's something that they couldn't believe. And they're still trying to come to terms with the reality that this gentleman is dead indeed. For now, we are unable to determine the real cause. But when I spoke to the relative, the gentleman is a master's student at the University of Cape Coast. I understand he's studying French, and he's at the same time teaching in one of the schools in the central region. And came back about 5 days ago. Upon interrogation, he said he had some problem with some people from where he's coming from, and that at times he feels like taking his own life. That's why he decided to come back and relax. The relatives were telling me that because of that, they normally talk to him, trying to calm him down and maybe chat with him to make his brain relax. But all of a sudden, last night, they slept. The auntie was telling me they slept together in the same room. And late into the night, he woke up and saw that the gentleman was no more in the room. And he went to the brother's room to check whether he was staying with him. And the brother too said he didn't see him. And they became alarmed and they got out of the room, searched the whole compound, and they couldn't find him. Interestingly, the security gate was still intact. It was still locked from inside. And it's something that they couldn't believe or they couldn't understand. And so the brother decided to get outside the compound. To his surprise, he saw his brother hanging from the mango tree, dead.
So, do you suspect foul play?
I am unable to say something to this effect, because even the police came and I was trying to find out from the police what they suspect. For them too, they are reluctant to give me any conclusion. They say for now they have to conduct investigation into the matter to determine what is the cause.
Bubu Klinogo narrating the incident to Brighton Trauma. Meanwhile, the body of the deceased has been taken to the St. Anthony's Hospital morgue in Jojo.